Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, Truth and Justice listeners, this is, as promised, your no-nonsense, no-music bonus episode for this week. In this episode, I'm sharing with you the full interview with Jeremy Witt conducted in 2016. Now, prior to this interview, you should know that Bodmer and Detective Dickey had gone to Jeremy Witt's house. They went inside and spoke with him for 10 to 15 minutes, where neither of them turned on any recording devices, and Bodmer testified that Witt was holding a beer in his hand when they got to the door. He never attempted to make any assessment to see if Witt was actually sober during this encounter. Then they go to the police station and record this interview. And you'll hear that after a while, they shut the tape off, and then they come back on the record and turn the tape on again. There'll be an ad break between the clips. So after a short break, here is Jeremy Witt's 2016 interview following up on his anonymous call that he made in 2011.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that you did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just Say You're Sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I just want to let you go through the whole thing, but that's you talking. Okay, good. And we'll just finish it. Just kind of humor me a little bit, just so I can make sure that we get the whole recording in there.
So that's, yes?
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, that's you. All right, so that was...
Well, glad we found you.
Yeah.
It took us a while.
Yeah, it did take us a while. Like I said, I've listened to that recording quite often.
Really?
Like that, so, yeah.
You know, it's kind of... I even said they're unconscious. Mm-hmm. I used to go to work when I got out of school. I used to drive past the Denny's for that, and I didn't even know anything about that. Like I said, when I got out, you know, came out here and just got a job. You know, I started working at Lowe's, and then moved up to the security supervisor over there. But like every day I drive down 111 past that Denny's that's now closed. Mm-hmm. And that crossed my mind.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. If you are good with the times and stuff like that, I mean, obviously I have a lot of follow-up questions to
sure.
some of the things you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I would like to do this. I would like it as much as possible, as specific as possible, as mm-hmm. far as names and locations and dates that you can recall.
Yeah,
I know.
We are going back.
Not
years.
Long.
Years.
Yeah. I try. I understand that,
yeah.
and I actually appreciate that. We both realize that, gosh, this is a long time ago. It's kind of hard to decide.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's kind of why I wanted you to hear it.
Yeah.
So that way, maybe it could prompt your mind thinking about it again, because that's important.
It brought up enough. I mean, we can continue playing it, but I mean, I think we got a starting point right now.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
What do you want to start with?
Okay, so you were working as the security manager where?
At Knox Soak City.
Okay. And how long did you work at Knox Soak City?
Oh, God. Let's see. You know, I have my IDs in the
yeah.
bar top at home. I want to say I was there like 2.5 years, maybe.
You started it in?
I would say I was there all of the 06 season
okay.
and then 07.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say season, what is that? Because
okay. it closes down for like a few months for, you know,
okay.
when it gets too hot and there's, you know, all the out-towners are gone. But I stayed on as staff because I was a supervisor
mm-hmm.
and just still secured the park and worked in the gym or, you know,
sure.
check right. locks basically. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So they kept me on, you know, year-round, whereas the rest of the staff, meaning like the people that work in the gift shops and the, you know, lifeguards, there was no purpose for them to be there. So
right, nobody's in the water.
Right.
Okay. All right, so you were there 06, and if a season would typically start between...
It started in March, I remember. Let me think. Actually, I started there in 07. My bad. See, I mean, we're going back here.
That's okay. That's
yeah.
good. That's why we're going back.
I started
back.
There in 07, and it started in March, and then the season would typically go, if I remember right, until like September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're there as a security supervisor, mm-hmm. and you're there working year-round. You started in 07,
yeah.
and you said you did two seasons, so that would put you into 08.
Yeah, it would, actually, okay. yeah.
All right. So as you're there,
uh-huh.
you do know a few people and so forth.
Sure, because I started out, let me
sure.
you know, clarify this. I started out working in aquatics as a lifeguard.
Oh.
So that's where I kind of knew the lifeguard mix.
Okay.
And then the security supervisor basically was a POS, and he said, like, I want to go work as a cabana server and serve drinks and shit. So
right.
they're like, hey, can you step up? And some more pay, it was salaried, so I took it.
Yeah.
Instead of working at Lowe's and walking over there, it was a pain in the ass.
Sure.
But, so, yeah, I started out with aquatics. That's how I knew Kristen.
Okay. So, you're talking about Kristen
Smith.
Smith, okay.
Yeah.
Do you recall any other lifeguards' names? Anybody else that was there at the time?
I know several of them. I mean, like I mentioned in the phone call, he was living with Lois Robbins, who
okay.
was like some kind of supervisor.
Right.
And his girlfriend was Jackie. I don't remember her last name,
mm-hmm.
but that was kind of a strange relationship. He was like a little bit younger than her.
And she was a little older, yeah.
And
12 years.
I don't know.
Right.
Maybe in drug years, but who knows? You know, one of those.
Yeah.
I think she was only like maybe 21, 22, and he was maybe 18 or 19.
Something
like
mm-hmm. that. Okay.
It's not too far off, but she just looked kind of rough, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I hear you. So do you remember anybody, any male lifeguards? Anybody that you can remember would help us, too.
Okay. Actually, one of your deputies.
Okay.
Smith. No, not Smith. Brandon Rose. Do you know Brandon Rose?
I don't know him personally.
He works at the, I think he's in the jail now.
Oh, okay.
Brandon Rose. And I actually talked to him and I said, hey, do you still talk to anybody else, you know, from there or whatever? He goes, no. I said, what about Kristen Smith? And we had a little joke about that. But
yeah,
Rose remembers him, I'm sure.
Okay.
What he said. And he's actually one of your deputies. Another one, Tessa Smith.
Tessa Smith, okay.
She's one of your deputies. Worked there.
Okay.
Is that her real first name?
Huh?
Is that her real first name?
Yeah. I think it is actually.
Tessa Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if you're asking if I knew Robert Pape or whatever his name is. No, I can't. And I guess he was there at the time, and that's what Rose told me.
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Right.
Like, I literally.
You would? Would you remember him if he wasn't? Was this the lady now? You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if he stood out, if there's something weird, but if it was my correct recollection, is he had worked there prior to that?
Right.
And I don't think he worked there the entire season when I started.
Got it. No,
so,
right.
Yeah, I don't recall him at
okay.
all.
Okay, that's not a problem. Anybody else? Like, any names of lifeguards would help us.
Brad Roulette.
Brad Roulette, okay, Roulette.
Okay. O-U-L-E-T-T-E. He was the supervisor. Yeah. We are going back here.
Take your time, man. I know. Yeah, like I said before we got in here, we're on your time
schedule.
Yeah, no. So.
It's weird. I run into people from time to time. They're like, hey, didn't you used to work there? I'm like, yeah, I was a lifeguard. And they're, you know, they were teenagers then and they're young adults now. I really can't.
Small about
Yeah, it. I can't put too many names on it. That one girl that hung out with him a bit, Ashley Faulkner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know she kind of hung out in that little circle. Damn it, if I can remember. Okay, here's some more, actually. Chad Birnbaum hung out with him quite a bit. Quite a bit.
And when you're saying them at this point?
It was like, you know,
a little group
okay. kind of thing, because you had the, you know, I guess, kind of people lived in different areas. The kids that lived out in Desert Hot Springs probably hung together.
Right, right.
The ones in Palm Springs. But Chad Birnbaum would be
okay.
a good one. That's one of his, one of Kristen's actual, I'm trying to think if they lived together or not. But Chad Birnbaum, that's
very
a good
close.
One.
Right.
And then Sam Gayer.
Right.
I know he was from Palm Springs also, and he was always over that house, always.
Okay. Right.
And I think that's a pretty good start right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of data. I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
No, totally. So when you say, I heard you say this, always over at that house. So what house are we talking about?
It was a house, okay. So where, I'm trying to think of it, Racquet Club maybe?
Okay.
Palm Springs? So Brad was the supervisor, and Chad was one of the supervisors. They lived in the same place, and then Sam was always over there.
Okay.
But then Kristen and his girlfriend,
Jackie,
and Lois lived in this little place right down Racquet Club by a 7-Eleven, in that kind of the shittier part of town down there.
Oh, an apartment.
Yeah, okay. Right down Racquet Club at 111 as you're headed out of town. So it was a close proximity, and it was like, you know, I went over there a few times, and it was just like, this is pretty fucking juvenile. I'm not coming over to play beer pong and shit. I'm 28 years old.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So you guys later.
Peace out.
So, right. Yeah. But it was within, walking distance almost. If one of them was effed up, they could have.
Yeah, you know, one goes from, yeah, right. From your memory, that's the center of folks. That's a group of folks that were
rotating. Those ones were always around each other, for sure.
All right. Okay, so you know who these people are. You work there. Yeah. You're there from the 07, 08 seasons. Mm-hmm. We know what your position was and everything else like that. What prompted you to make the phone call? If you can remember the exact, what was it? Tell us, what caused you to make the phone call?
I talked to, people I trust my own life about it. And really, I don't care. I mean, it was conscience. That's what it was. Because you can go on and we all know he's in the army and got shot, whatever, a lot of people get shot. But you know what? I don't judge you for what you do. In the future, I judge you for what you did on that day. And the main thing is when I kept seeing the news and stuff like that, it ate at me. It ate at me and ate at me and ate at me. And for me to sit there and have fucking some kind of knowledge, just like, I'm not like, if it was down to one of my boys or something, I'm not a snitch, I'm not somebody's fucking, a punk like that.
Right.
But as heinous as that was,
we're all
human
beings.
That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was.
Let me ask you this. It's 2011. The exact date is of that recording there.
When was that? October 4th.
October 4th of 2011.
Okay.
It's a small community out here.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But there had been no real police activity. I think, is that safe to say? Had you heard? And that leads me into my question. Mm-hmm. Had you heard that they were suspects at all?
Well, I didn't even know if you were suspects or not.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to ask that. And the reason I asked that, Jeremy, I'm just telling you, it's a highly publicized case.
Yeah.
It's kind of gotten into that point where it's a little convoluted because, KMR and all the news stations have been doing stuff.
And that's where actually, when they started covering it, bringing it up again, mm-hmm. that's when initially I was like,
All right. Well, tell me about this incident that happened over there, and what house did it occur at? Where you started to first get your suspicion, based on the information you said.
It was mostly, I started noticing, the wave pool at that water park faces a hill,
mm-hmm.
and he would always stand in the same spot. He was always fucking looking, and it just like, you keep staring at it. You're supposed to be watching the water. How about the 3-second rule, all this other stuff?
Yeah.
And he started talking one day.
Okay.
And that was, all I needed to really fucking hear.
All right. What did he say to you?
He said that he had gone up there and that something had gone wrong. Mm-hmm. And they basically, I don't know if I said it there or not, they burnt the place.
Okay.
And that's what he said.
All right. So he looked at you and told you straight out
with, I can tell you the fucking sunglasses he was wearing that day, and okay. we're worried about dates and whatever, it goes that far back to where it's just drilling my head.
Right.
He was wearing aviator Ray-Bans.
All right. And he looked at you and told you that.
And I said, so what? I said, I can't remember exactly how the conversation went, but he was always army this, army that, and I was trying to, no offense, kick his ass into the Marine Corps, but good thing he's not, because that'd be an embarrassment. But,
yeah.
Basically, I said, so what? I said, you're a killer, huh? You know how to kill? Like, stuff like that. And he just
looked away.
But he kind of just, it wasn't just a look away.
Right.
I don't know how to, going back and telling you the detail of what he was wearing and how smug-faced he was, he knew exactly what he was saying.
All right. What would stop you from saying that in the moment? like right there.
I tried to say, I don't even want to, how you guys found me just blows my effing mind.
Yeah.
Because I said, I want to stay, I don't want to get my name or anything else like that.
Were you afraid for your safety?
Yeah. Yeah, and I, at this point, okay, hey, you were in the Army, he's part of a special operations unit.
Yeah.
So, at this point, me talking to you brings concerns again. I'm by myself.
Right.
You know?
I hear you. Okay. So this occurred, and you were on shift, and you guys were at the
wave pool.
Wave pool.
Yeah, because I was patrol the whole farm. So.
And.
Can I get that water, by the way?
Yeah. Yep. Definitely.
I'll do it.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Actually, no. I'll have it brought in.
So I'm just trying to get the context of this down. Mm-hmm. At this time, can you describe your relationship between the two of you? Strictly professional? Had you befriended each other?
You know, I would say it wasn't professional. Like, I mean, I'd gone over and said, hey, we're playing fucking beer pong. It's only a time to go.
Yeah.
He seemed like somebody who was, like, trying to be responsible, who wanted to step up, who, you know, obviously knew he didn't want to stay around and work at a, you know, amusement park or whatever.
Mm.
So, in a sense, I guess I could say I kind of tried to take him under my wing a little bit. I always thought, every day I talked to him. When I was there working, you know, there wasn't a day that went by that, you know, when he was on shift that I didn't, you know, at least see him in the break room or in passing or, you know, being security, you get different calls at different locations in the park. And yeah, he was present. Yeah. He worked, you know, he worked his ass off. He did work there, you know, pretty much all the time. I can recall that he had, you know, already graduated and everything like that. So he was full-time staff.
Right.
You know, so I did see him every day.
And he was with Jackie too.
That was his girlfriend.
Okay.
Right. And then they lived in the same house with Lois. And
okay.
So.
All right. Okay. So, is it safe to say that he looked up to you because of your military experience? Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him that.
No. Well, did he ask you a lot of questions about?
Yeah. No, he did. He did. And you know, he would ask about the Army, and of course, I was never in the Army. My grandpa that you saw hanging on my wall was. But,
yeah.
You know, several people in my family have served in different branches, so I just told them what I could about it, you know.
Right. Okay.
And, like, the Army stands for Aren't Ready for the Marines Yet. Just
Yeah. That's fine.
You know, random bullshit.
I'm good with that. I've heard it all.
So, no, it was just, it was more casual. And then he picked whatever he picked, and that's all I knew about it. I had seen, you know, or heard later on that he had graduated from boot camp and was... But I was just, you know, he asked a lot of questions, and I was trying to tell him that, you know, not everybody gets to go, you know, oh, they're saying I can go be a ranger right away and all this other shit. I'm like, yeah, they told my brother in the Navy he could go be a pilot right away. It doesn't always happen that way. It's what you do when you get in.
Right.
You know, so just basic stuff like that.
Sure.
Not anything.
Sure.
You know.
Okay. So that's an interesting conversation to run into him on in that. Was there any other situations that happened away from the park? Where you had a feeling, or because you talked about some stuff in there, were you privy to any conversations other than his?
I didn't.
Did you hear any conversations or anything like that away from the water park about the murders that happened in Vegas?
Yeah. And like I said, Lois would be a good one to start with because she's the one that called. I want to say it will have to be around. They were looking for, but he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that they came in and they were looking for weapons and this and this and that. I said, well, what did they find? And I think, and I can't, don't quote me on this, but I think she said that they didn't find a firearm of some type.
Okay.
But it wasn't. If I remember right now, this is, again, years ago, I don't think it was related. It was like a shotgun or 10 gauge or something. I don't know.
Right.
Something like that.
Okay. And they found it when they were looking at Smith's place.
Right. Well, it would have been
Christian.
Jackie. And, yeah, but I don't think he was technically on the lease. I think it was more of Lois Robbins and Jackie, his girlfriend.
Okay.
I don't remember her last name, but, yeah.
Moodle.
Is that it?
I think that's the one. Well, it's got to be the same girl.
She has all her members, she has a tattoo.
Yeah, those that sounds like her.
Those are so unattractive on females, I'm sorry.
Anytime you do all that stuff to girls, but that's interesting. So when you were there having that conversation, what did she just told you about the arrest or the search warrant, the raid?
And I said, and this is,
Who was all present for this conversation?
She called me on the cell phone.
Oh, she called me on my phone. Okay.
And she straight up said that it was about that Piñon Pines thing. Nope. She goes, I know that's what it's about, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And, hey, she ran her lips.
Yeah.
So you might want to talk to her.
When she ran her lips, what? How do you mean? She said it's about that?
She said it's, you know, I know it's because of this. And I was thinking, you know, I knew they didn't do any drugs or anything like that. Maybe smoke pot, but a lot of people do that. And I just remember her saying that, yeah, it was in, they're looking for Robert, and he's not here, and blah, 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 but it's about that Piñon Pines thing. I said, what Piñon Pines thing?
Because you weren't here at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't know, you know, I had heard about that.
Right.
Only because of what the news started putting on. I had, before that, I mean, you know, hell, it's a matter of record. I was in the Czech Republic. I was in Europe, a lot of different places, and whenever that happened, I wasn't even here.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's like I heard about it because of the media. And then I guess her dad's like, you know, maybe that's why it drew some attention. He's like a retired deputy or something like that.
Right.
So it just kind of baffled me. How can they not figure this out?
No, I hear you. Well, and then you have the information that you have, too. Mm-hmm. So this is interesting because you said that you kind of, no, what do you know about the case now? What is your understanding of the case?
Somehow the only thing I heard was on the news is that it got, I don't know if it was dismissed and could get reopened or
right.
In the interest of justice or whatever the hell they call it, whatever legal term, but
right.
Somehow, I don't know what was said in that courtroom or whatever.
Right.
I don't know who John Patrick Dolan is.
Yeah.
And whatever magic he worked, I mean, fuck, OJ walked off.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened.
Right.
All I know is it was just dismissed.
Okay.
That's what I know.
Okay. Well, what do you know about the case itself? Like, do you know any details from the case at this point? Everything that's in
like,
your mind
what
now?
What kind of detail?
Well, just like the case, like what you've heard, that kind of thing. Any number of people that were up there?
Three.
Okay. That's kind of what I'm talking about. Where the fires were, what anything that was put out. That helps us to understand where your mindset's at today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I know there was three people. They got taken out and shot. One of them was put in a wheelbarrow, and they all got burned. That's what I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up, right?
Well, and that kind of coincides with, because, again, I don't think you were here. Where were you in 2006 around that time? You were in the military.
Well, wait, what month was it?
September.
The Czech Republic?
Good. Okay, that's it. That would confirm that any of your information you're getting is secondhand, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
So
I went to Amsterdam, Vienna, Austria. Then I arrived in the Czech Republic in July, and I didn't leave it there until like a year and a half later.
Wow, okay.
So,
and then you came here.
Yeah, and then I got the job right there.
All right.
Exactly.
That's good. Just helps us understand exactly your time frame and stuff. I'm not talking to you because I think you're a suspect, but I want you to understand that. You're not a suspect. Again, I reiterate that over and over and over again.
We have to
ask these questions and bear with us on these things. Some of these might be a little redundant.
We have to have you tell us your own
words. Yeah. But when I listened to the phone call, I heard some things that really had some follow-ups to that.
Mm-hmm.
In the one situation or one sentence, you say that you overheard some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when you overheard some stuff, you're a good listener.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
It was around the time whenever they went, and I would want to say, going back here, a few days later, but I was just hearing between Lois and Jackie about the incident that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of along the lines of, well, you know he's going to get, they're going to catch him. All this other, like, stuff like that. It's like, I'm standing by a vending machine and I'm hearing that or wherever. Let's just use that as an example of getting a drink.
Yeah.
Then that kind of stands out.
Yeah.
Especially with the knowledge that something had just occurred, you know, 3-4 days earlier.
Okay, so that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
The thing that occurred 3 or 4 days later, that was the raid?
Well, that was when they came and searched the house.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
All right.
So it was just kind of like, and now this happened.
Yeah.
This chatter on the side, and just, it kind of, come on, it doesn't take a fucking scientist.
No, I hear you. I'm with you on that. Where did this happen at, this overhearing?
That was in the break room. Because they were supervisors and they'd get there early too. So.
Did you get the feeling that they saw you or heard you, or you feel like you heard them? And was there a response to that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Looking back, I don't think so.
All right.
Because they would have thought, hey, this guy's cool anyways. Because I just, hell, did my job. And,
yeah. Well, you mentioned in your call, this is another follow-up to mm-hmm. that, you'd said that Lois, was following your conversation, told you not to say anything. Mm-hmm. All right, just tell me more about that. She told you not to say anything.
That was involved with, I guess she didn't want, as far as like Brad and the management staff, mm-hmm. she didn't want anybody to know that there had been any involvement in the house. Like, she didn't want...
Because
I'll be honest with you. I mean, hell, I smoke pot, but I got a medical marijuana card.
Yeah.
I think they have like something else going on. Maybe that's just a thought. Mm-hmm. But
suspicion.
Sure. Yeah. But I don't. I think why she was like, oh, don't say anything. I told you that because she didn't want to get back to the management of the pond.
The management wife.
Yeah. So her hanging out with a junior subordinate would be just the same as you hanging out with a PFC or something, you know?
Right.
No, so,
yeah. Okay. So we go down through that. So it sounds like this is an incident where she tells you don't say anything about that.
Yeah, that don't one. Tell Tyler, don't tell Brad, right. That sort of thing.
Okay, and when did that occur? Was that about what time frame? Were you overheard this break room thing was about 3 days is what you said. Is this a separate situation or is it the same time?
It'd be in the same time frame, it was like kind of, I guess when people are that age, they think everything's so important in their life, so everything happens all at once. But right. to me, it was just like,
right
within a few day period,
So, and you recall that,
say,
yeah.
Yeah, I do recall it, but I couldn't say, well, okay. It was a Tuesday or, like that. I don't remember that well.
Okay. All right. And there was a couple of other statements. I just bear with me on this, okay? You indicated then in the call that you said you didn't want to show all the cards or give us all the cards in the call. What does that mean?
I couldn't tell you. Okay. Like, honest to God, that's 5 years ago, guys. I mean, yeah. I'm helping you as much as I can.
Right. Would all the cards be...
Listen, I don't know if I straight up told you, yeah, he said he did it.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
No.
Okay, well, that's all the cards then.
Yeah.
Okay, so he said he did it.
Okay. Straight up to your face. Yeah, okay.
And that's why, honestly, I'd love to help out as much as I can, but I got a kid to deal with.
Yeah.
Personally, hey, that's great. We've all seen the video of getting shot in Afghanistan. Hoorah. But I don't want any kind of repercussion from this shit.
Right. No, you're not. I don't see any repercussions.
Okay.
Like you said before, in your time, there's the good and then there's the bad. And the good conquers the bad. I'm just telling you straight
out.
No, there's no, I mean, I truthfully believe that. I told you briefly about my experience and stuff, my challenge. And I'm blessed, I can tell you that much, because, some don't make it. But the good always does conquer the bad. And in this situation right here, mm-hmm. this is nothing but bad. All right, so we're working our way towards this resolution in this case, okay?
Right.
And it's important. Every piece of the puzzle is
sure.
important.
No, I understand.
All right? And that's why I wanted to do that. But I do have some follow-up questions. So,
sure.
As we go through these things, if something else comes to mind about that you weren't able to tell us about in the phone call, by all means, stop.
Yeah.
Say, hey, something else came to my mind about what happened on that during those instances with those folks. Describe to me his demeanor. You already told me he kind of stared off into the distance.
Yeah.
He was at the wave pool, and he's not following the 3-second rule, which I'm familiar with. And he's not watching the pool.
Right.
And he's kind of in daydream land.
Yeah.
And it's at that time that he tells you... He makes those statements to you. Okay, what was his demeanor like? If you could help me understand.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Was to be honest with you, he was always really kind of standoffish. He had a chip on his shoulder, and if he was outside of work, he didn't really loosen up too much mm-hmm. unless he had alcohol.
Right.
And then he would kind of, but he seemed like really he was a hothead. I mean, that's how I could describe him. He was really standoffish. He had problems with guests. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the HR could look up his, work record, but if I remember correctly, he might have served a suspension for an incident.
You know that incident before?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Was it during your tenure or before?
I believe it was during mine.
Okay.
I believe so. Like, he got, or, maybe they didn't formally write it up and he got taken off the schedule for a few days for something he had said to a guest.
Okay.
And you're there, I mean, you know, that's what public service is or whatever, even working in a shitbag place like that, you have to be respectful.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, right.
Yeah, everybody's got a role to play.
Right.
Yeah.
So, he seemed like really, for the job he was supposed to be doing, he was disconnected a lot. I'll just say that, disconnected.
Okay. And then you did mention also that there was, when this incident happened, this search warrants or the raids or what have you, the way you described it, that immediately after, it kind of expedited the talks of going into the military.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Basically then, it was like, you know, he was talking to a recruiter, and, you know, it was every day, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I asked him once, you know, you have time, and although they say if I go at this time, they can get me to Ranger school, you know. It came from something that was general talk, and I was telling him, hell, if I had to do it all over again, I'd go and join the Coast Guard myself.
Right.
You know. And so it went from, you know, just kind of like talk about, well, I'm thinking about this or I'm thinking about that, to like gung-ho, just
right
all the time.
Right.
And then he was gone.
In a matter of how long?
Quick. Like, I mean, I would say, guessing back, weeks.
Weeks.
Within from talking about it kind of casually, like most kids do or whatever, I'm thinking about that, to
right.
like he had a recruiter in his ear next to him all the time. It was just
right.
boom.
Right.
Like right away.
Okay.
Rapid succession, I guess.
So from the time he left, weeks, to the time of the raid, and in between there's chatter and stuff going on.
Yeah.
When did he tell you that he did this murder, or he was responsible or participated up on the hill?
That was,
what's the
time? Can we give a 3-week frame, maybe?
Any amounts, it's your recommendation.
I say about 3 weeks. And I'm
3 weeks before what?
Before he actually signed his contract and like whatever.
Oh, that's for, oh, and then when did he tell you though that he was involved?
Within, we're going from, let's start here. Okay, from the time that the whatever they call it, because you know how kids are. Oh, they raided the house and they're looking for Robert, all this other crap.
Yeah.
So within, from him having that happen, to the stuff that I heard from Lois, to the increased chatter about joining the military, we're talking about a 3-week time frame for all of that.
Wow.
From start to finish.
And in there.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I resigned in April of 08.
April.
Yeah, I resigned. I was like, you know, I'm done with this shit. It's too hot out here and whatever.
Okay.
And so I resigned my position, and then I guess within a short time frame, I had heard from Chad that, oh, yeah, he's already gone. He's in Georgia or wherever he went to, Fort Benning, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard that from Chad Birnbaum, like, I can't remember where I saw him. I think Carl's Jr., actually.
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, he's already gone.
Click. So within a 3-week period?
Yeah.
So if I did raid, that's fine.
Yeah.
Raid, because those are your words. You
use. That's what they use.
Yeah.
It's a search warrant.
Search warrant, right. So, and then in between there, I'm going to put down here, I'm going to put military.
Yeah.
All right. And along this timeline here is 3 weeks.
Okay. Roughly. Yeah.
Between this thing here.
Right.
All right. And in here, if you could, on the timeline, sometimes I'm a visual person.
Okay.
So sometimes tell you that he was responsible for the mess? He was responsible for what happened on the other
side.
At the wave pool.
Yeah,
where at in this 3-week period?
Okay, so so this is, we'll call that 1 week, we'll call that, that's the 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Okay,
sure.
So probably around wave pool.
Okay.
And then more chatter, like we can go in between about the military.
Absolutely.
Questions.
This is your diagram. I just helped you. I just want you to put that.
And then I resign.
But not in this 3-week period.
It was, I can tell you I resigned like April, it was the beginning of April.
Right.
So, and he was asking questions in between that, and then I resigned. I didn't talk to the guy again after that.
I hear
so.
Well, if he left and then you worked 08 too.
Mm-hmm.
So April of 08 is when you left.
Right. So he's still there.
He was still there when you left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did 2 seasons though, right? Okay. It might be, you know, if your recollection is correct,
seven or eight. So,
yeah. All right. So you left when, and they were still working there, you think?
Shit, you know what? When we go back to the house, right there in my bar top, I still have my employee ID cards.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at those, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No problem. So in here, the 3-week time frame.
Yeah.
And in between there at the wave pool, he talks to you and tells you what's going on.
Right.
In between, in the second week time frame or so,
right.
You're hearing chatter. There's probably some chatter. Is it safe to say there's chatter in week one after the search warrants?
Well, he was talking about the military for weeks and months.
When I say chatter, I'm talking about what happened on the Hill.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was, that kind of coincided with why he's coming in. I'm like, why does he want to get out of here so quick? It just struck me as odd.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
But plus he told you.
Well, yeah. Right. Kind of.
Okay. All right. So we have him telling you, and go down this line.
Hold on. I think this might be her. But we're getting over that hour and a half mark, guys. I'm gonna get in trouble.
I hear you.
You can come pick me up again anytime.
Have we really been gone for an hour and a half?
We've been gone for an hour and a half. We've been gone for way longer than that.
It's not a problem. I know. And you let us know when we have to too. If that's the case, we don't have any problems with that. But I want to.
You can call me on the phone. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it is easier sometimes.
Yeah.
And it is easier to get it all wrapped up in one pair of boots, too. You know, get it.
Okay,
get it.
Let me take a piss break again. All
right. That
second buzz comes out of the pipe.
That sounds good. Take
a break. Now let's just get it done today.
All right.
Thank you. Want this break. Call me either.
What time?
25, almost 26 minutes into.
No, what time are we off? What time is it?
2016
hours.
I'm sorry, I usually just do
the math. Back on tape with Jeremy Witt.
I thank you guys for hiring her.
Yeah.
Thanks for hiring her.
And I know this gets kind of sometimes. I really want to make sure. The truth is, we leave so much unanswered in these things, and it doesn't matter how many times we ask the question, we get caught up in our own thought process.
You think I won't be thinking about this tonight, Mike?
No, I know. No. Me. I'm talking about me. I leave too much on the table. I don't want to do that with you because I don't want to waste your time.
No.
I really don't want to waste your time. Again, like I said, I appreciate you being here. I appreciate you stepping up and helping us out with this, all right?
I'm really stopping at a gas station because I'm getting a beer on the way out here.
Okay, if we can help you on that, we'll do that for you. That's not a problem.
We can't buy it for you, but you brought money.
You didn't take your car, so that's why. So I wanted to help you out a little bit with this because I think I might have confused you with the 3-week thing. But before we do that, let's make sure we're talking about the same guy here. So I got a photograph of Christian. And before I show it to you, you already told me that you saw him every day, you dealt with him every day. You were a supervisor. You were a supervisor at Wet n Wild or Not Soap City.
Sure.
And so you know this guy. If he walked through the door right now, you'd know him. Oh, no worries. Is this the same Christian Smith we're talking about?
That's him.
Okay. I just need an initial, so it just shows I didn't show you some goofy photograph and force you to do that on there. Okay, cool.
So
that's pretty much the recollection of I was going to date it.
Yes. Yeah,
so that's right. All
right, you got it.
Yeah. All right. So on this timeline, so that's him right there. And you mentioned some other folks. And maybe for another week, we'll show you the pictures of Ellis and stuff just to confirm. But really, our primary focus is Christian. Well, it's obvious, right?
Yeah.
The guy told you that he was responsible for the average on the Hill anyway. So that's the cat's out of the bag on that one. The cards.
Yeah.
I'm showing you all my cards, I guess.
Yeah.
So You've already told us that you were in Prague, you were in the Czech Republic, what have you, you were out and about in 2006.
Right.
You knew that you joined Not Soak City when you landed here in 07.
It was, I can tell you it was March before I started.
Of 07, March of 07. Okay, so March of 07, and you know for sure you did two seasons, or almost two seasons.
Yeah.
Looks like you stopped.
Season and a half, call it, or
gotcha.
Whatever.
Gotcha,
yeah.
No worries. Full-time employee. Okay, so that's going to start you in March of 07. Season and a half is going to take you, said, April.
Of 08. So there it was actually just a little over a year, but it was the whole, because of the gap, maybe that's what threw me off.
No worries.
The employees weren't there.
Yep. I understand that. That's why I understand if everybody goes away, next thing you know, you're wandering your parking lot.
Yeah, you're walking a parking lot with no water in the pool.
So 07, and then it takes 08. All right. So now I want to say this. So that was your time frame that you were there at Not Soak City. And now we start talking about this three-week time frame. And what's important about this three-week time frame is when did this occur in your memory?
Okay.
All right, so when was this happening, this three-week time frame?
I want to say, because it had gotten hot earlier, and he was there for part of the construction on what were later like the cabana area, they expanded that. Gosh, we could say August.
Okay.
August or September.
Okay.
And
you felt like it was around that time frame. Your best recollection.
That's my best recollection. I'm just like, I think of, okay, how hot was it, you know, that sort of thing. And
Is it hot?
Yeah.
No, August, September, 2000 in.
That would be, so let's see, if we were already through that season, that would have been going into 08. It would have been 07 still.
Okay, 2007, that's your best memory.
Yeah. All right.
That's fine, that's exactly what it is, that's your memory.
Yeah.
Now, in that time frame, that's where this 3 weeks fits in, okay? And so that I understand. And now my timeline I put here that from the 3 week period is, the start date is during the search warrants.
Ooh, yeah, I would guess, and I'm sure you guys would know when that was, because I can't say an exact month, you know, it's
totally fine with that.
So far, you know,
but I'm just asking you about from because we weren't there for the behavior side,
right?
You were there for the behavior
right.
side. You were there for when he told you something wrong up
right.
there on the hill.
Sure.
So for us, yeah, that's what's important. Don't worry, we understand that you may not remember the exact dates, and we're cool with that.
But 8 years later, come on.
And I used to hang my thing on stuff I remember. So the thing that you do remember is, one, there was a search warrant,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking for people, and it was dealing with Christian.
Right.
Okay, and this is what I know, because you've told us this already, and you were and they did it there at Christian's apartment, whom he shared with
Jackie and Lois.
Right. Okay, and it was off Racket Club.
Behind the 7-Eleven.
Somewhere in that area there, and there was this center of gravity of friends, this group of friends,
right.
and you've already pretty much helped us describe those people,
yeah.
right? So, the search warrants happen,
mm-hmm.
and that begins our three-week time frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in that three-week time frame, the first thing, and I'm just recounting for you, you indicated that you were a witness, you were a good listener, you were a witness to overhearing a conversation or a chatter a few days after the search warrant by Lois.
Yeah,
and by Jackie.
And Jackie.
All right. So that, and we indicated on these hash marks, this is week one.
Right.
And this is week two.
That would be week
three. And then this end over here is week three.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've kind of got a basis, does that help you a little bit more? I want to ask you some more questions.
Sure. I mean, you can ask.
So,
answer to the best of my ability.
Of course. So we got this chatter, and then we have the wave pool thing in the first week.
Right. Well, here's another name that might be able to help you out.
Sure.
Charlie Phillips.
That's interesting. I've never heard of about that guy.
What? His dad actually just retired from fire department, and he was having a relationship with Lois at the time.
Charlie was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though he has, like, as a kid, and I don't know if it's his wife or whatever, but Charlie Phillips.
Okay.
He would have some knowledge about Lois.
Okay. And around that time frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and she had, like, not, well, of course, between her legs, but she had loose lips upstairs, too.
Oh.
So she was a talker.
Oh, okay. So anything that was drama or, you know.
She knew about it.
Absolutely. She was kind of like the ringleader of the whole group, really.
She was a supervisor, too, so yeah. She had a little clout.
You know? Right. And she could, you know, adjust schedules to make them preferential for people so they were around each other at certain times. And
oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
How convenient. All right. So here we are at the wave pool. Mm-hmm. And you're there, you notice that he's not paying attention to his demeanor. You've described that to us already. And
that wasn't the first time that I noticed them. And it's like the wave pool's here.
Yeah.
And then if you're looking at the hillside,
right.
He was kind of, it was like almost weird.
Yeah.
He was like focused on looking right there.
Yeah.
Just kind of struck me as off.
Off. Right. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
And I'm drawing you to this 3-week time frame again. Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about the murders at that point, before the search warrants?
No.
Never heard anything about them. And that's fine.
I don't think I actually did.
Okay.
I really didn't.
All right. So.
Because, I mean, like I said, that would have been like, that's not national news. I mean, somebody gets killed in this country every day. I was overseas, and when I was over there, I read the Daily Breeze. That's the local South Bay, Los Angeles newspaper.
You're surely not going to hear about Pinyon Pines in South Bay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. All right. So, no, I really hadn't heard about it
before. Okay. Just a question.
Yeah.
Just a question. So that's why it kind of puts us in perspective that we have this search warrant, and that's a significant thing.
Is
because,
it?
Well, it's significant because when people police search your house.
Oh,
yeah. Well, and then the next thing you know, you start to see these things and the girls start talking.
Yeah.
All right. At that point, you approach him in week one and he gives you that comment of that he was up there.
Right.
And that things went wrong.
Went wrong.
And that he set the house on fire.
I said, at some point, I said, so.
Help me refresh me on that.
So how did, we went wrong, this and that. And, what did you guys do? He said, we torched the whole effing place.
We torched the whole fucking place.
We torched the whole fucking place. And that's what I can tell you verbatim.
Okay.
And at that point,
and
I didn't
know. Well, who? He was saying we.
He didn't mention who we was.
Right.
But he did mention a we.
He said we.
He didn't say I.
Okay.
He said we.
Okay.
So we, to me, obviously indicated a second person.
Sure, yeah.
And at that point, I didn't know even that there was, well, who knows, maybe it was a robbery, maybe they did this. I didn't know that there was actually people killed at that point.
Okay.
Something went wrong, and so well, what'd you do? How do you fix it? We torched the whole fucking place.
Okay.
You know? Okay. So at that point, I just, you know, kind of, he seems a little bit, like I said, standoffish. He seemed off at that point. And then I was like, no offense again. I was like, yeah, fucking join the army. That's great.
Right.
I want you in the fucking Marine Corps.
Did he mention anything about killing him?
At that time, no. I don't believe he did.
Okay. Did you ask him if he was a killer or anything like that?
I did later on. Remember, I said, you a killer, this and that. So you want to go in there? Because that's what he's talking about was like, you know, you go in the military, you get to kill people. No, as you'll know, because you served in a combat zone.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, I didn't have to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen like my friends come back. That's not why you joined.
No.
Why did you join the army? I mean,
yeah,
I joined for to get out of, you know, my stupid hometown with my dumbass friends and probably go over to junior college or whatever. And I joined to, you know, be a Marine. That's the only reason I joined.
Yeah.
And to get some money for school, which I was fortunate enough to be able to use years later.
Okay.
So for him to say, like, to be a killer and all this other stuff, and that's when I said, oh, so you're a killer? I go, you kill people, huh? You a killer? Like, you know, hey, killer, like you say.
Okay, good. This helps us
jargon.
That conversation in context.
Right. Like, hey, killer, you hear that probably walking through the barracks or whatever.
Yeah,
a lot of people say.
And then it was like almost a smirk, like nonchalantless, you know, about it. So,
but up there at that wave pool, how did that conversation start? Like he's just glancing up there.
The 3-second rule again. I said, hey man, aren't you watching your water? This and that.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't. He was clearly like, I mean, there's kids flopping around and shit like that. I'm playing, dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like quiet, stoic almost.
Yeah.
So.
And you approached him and had a conversation with him. And how did you start the conversation? That's what I was trying.
It's like, hey, man, you watching your water? What are you doing?
Okay.
you know, have about 3 second rule. You're looking around, you're supposed to, and I know that pool because I used to have to walk it when I was a lifeguard.
Right.
So I knew the procedures of it. Okay. And I just kind of was like, hey, you're off today, man. What's up?
Yeah.
And, you know, he had, it seemed like, looking back, he'd been kind of off for a few days.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know how to really describe it.
Right.
Just seemed disconnected. Even, I know he was having problems with Jackie, mm-hmm. his girlfriend at the time, and that was pretty much constant.
Right.
But it was, whenever the police came and yeah. issued the warrant, I think that's what kind of like...
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That would make sense.
It's so, almost like nervousness.
Sure.
Like, which, for obvious reasons, you know.
Yeah. Help me understand how that conversation started. I can't even remember. I mean, to go from him staring and not doing his job to him telling you that things went wrong and he burned the whole fucking place down.
Okay.
Torched the whole fucking place.
It basically, it started along the lines of, you know, about watching the water and how people keep staring up there. You know, I noticed that.
Yeah.
And I noticed it, like I had said before. And he said, yeah, and he just started into, something happened up there. I said something like, what kind of something, you know, and he was being evasive.
Right.
And then he basically said, yeah, but, you know, things went wrong. It wasn't supposed to, like, I don't know if he used the dialect of it wasn't supposed to happen that way or something along those lines.
Right.
But then I said, so what did you, how do you fix it? Something like that. He said, we torched the whole fucking place.
Oh, okay.
We. And that's when the we came in. So that's when I was like, huh.
Oh, okay. So, just to paraphrase, so the conversation, I really would like to be exact, but I know it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Many, many years.
It's a long time.
And at that time, you didn't say kill him.
No.
You just notice odd behavior.
Yeah.
And he's staring up there.
Yeah.
He's not obeying the pool.
Right.
And you say, hey, bro, well, you'd be looking up there all the time. What's your problem now? What's going on? And he says, there was some stuff that went wrong.
Something that happened.
How do you fix that?
Yeah.
Well, we torched the whole fucking place.
And I remember we.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry, I know it's hard just to be exact, but you remember those words.
Yeah, I do remember those words.
Okay. All right.
Because the weed was stuck out.
All right. Okay.
Before we move on, did he say anything after that to you about, hey, keep that to yourself, hey, don't say anything, or did he not even seem concerned that he had just confided this in you?
You know, I don't think that he was even concerned, because I just kind of like, huh. You know, just kind of like edged it off, and you know, maybe it's just an 18, 19-year-old kid talking shit. Maybe there was nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we really didn't talk that much after that. And he kind of had that, like, I told you, that standoffish demeanor after that. He was always just kind of like sitting around like that. Anytime I'd come in, I'd be like, hey, bud, what's going on? How you doing today? Just like all animated.
Yeah.
You know, good. You all right? All right, let's get out there and save some lives. Try clapping, you know, fuck around, just try and, you know, mess with people,
right,
or whatever. But no, he was just, I think, it was real different after that. That's what I'd say, it was real different.
Week one is over, and then he starts talking about the military with you, right? Was that mainly at work, or were you at this time also still going over to the house, apartments? Or?
I never went to the apartment, but I would go to Brad's house.
Right, which is a walking distance away.
Well, their place, but I never actually, their place was like kind of in a seedy area.
Okay.
And Brad and Chad and Sam had like a nice little house on Racket Club.
Okay.
And so everybody would go over there.
Okay.
And so, just the names I've given you, if you contacted some of them, they could tell you, because there's names I do remember. I remember a girl named, I don't remember her name, but she was always Jessica. Mm-hmm. I don't know her last name, but she was always there. Like, the names I gave you could be a good point to figure out who else was in there.
Okay. All right. In that time frame, the military chatter really started to expedite from before the raid. Had he mentioned going to the military?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, he
but
mentioned it.
During this week time, 2 week time frame, if I understand you correctly,
gung-ho.
It expedites.
Gung-ho.
Yeah. Okay. And then week 2 to week 3, by week 3, he's in the military.
I don't know when he actually enlisted, because like I said, I saw Chad later on, and Chad had told me, oh yeah, so I think he was in like 4th May, something like that.
Okay.
So I saw him out and about, and that was after my resignation. Okay. And so, and I couldn't tell you, like, honestly, if it was like a couple months later or when it was, because I just went back to the regular life. I was like,
okay,
at this place.
So military might be a bad thing to put into this 3 week leaving for the military.
Yeah, no, not leaving for, no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's all right. And I want you, well, before we took a break, you had mentioned that in this timeline that you resigned.
Sure.
that wouldn't fit into this 3 weeks if we, because we talked about
it. No, because that was, like I told you, all this stuff was like towards, I was trying to remember the weather, I would say like August, September, roundabout-ish. And then, so that was several months later. Like, I worked in the gym, you know, at night and secured everything.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a few months later.
Okay.
Like, April.
That's when
I want to say, like, the second or third week of April, something like that.
You realized that?
I resigned. No, I was
you,
just
you
like,
resigned. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. But so that was months later.
Did you hear that he had gone into the military before you resigned?
You know, I can't
say. That's all right. It's not easy to remember. I mean, that's something that you're not going to always remember.
I mean, I could tell you when I went in. You could tell me when you went in.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when he went in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that day. I remember that week. That first week was crazy.
Oddly enough, I joined on 10 November. That's the Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah.
When I went to boot camp.
Yeah, that's funny.
Shitty.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I have a number. In 1775, I always remember, obviously. So I have an argument with things. But yeah, it's funny that you remember stuff like that.
Weird.
It's ingrained in our brains. So you know it. All right, so that's kind of your recollection. And it sounds like there's two different time slots here. Like there's this comment about the hill.
Right.
And then there's this going away or you're here, not seeing him anymore, that he wants to go in the military and he wants to be a killer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
In you know, again, we're going back so many years, so it does get kind of...
Right.
Obviously, I remember it.
Right.
But it's hard, like, when you ask dates and stuff, I can't put my head on that, to be honest with you. Just roundabout that time frame type of thing. So
when did you, in your mind, put it together that you said to yourself, he's the killer?
When I started, well...
I mean, at this point, you said he set the fire, and you're like, okay, I didn't know anything about it.
I didn't know anything about people being there, you know? So when did I put it together? I guess when I saw, like you said, KMIR or whatever, I was watching the news, and they said they were reopening a case, and then when they said that, the place had been burned and all this other stuff, I was like, that's what he was fucking talking about.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get. So this, and then how soon after you saw the KMR thing did you make a phone call?
It took some time and debate, and I don't know, my mom's a Christian.
Yeah.
It was hard to make that call.
Weeks, months, years?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just whenever I came to the realization that if I knew something.
All right. You should say it. Which I think you alluded to.
Say something.
If you heard something or if you saw something, you need to do that and make a problem. Okay.
I feel bad.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, you guys probably sit here and feel bad.
Yeah. No, we do. I mean,
it's like
a lot of these cases, and share something with you on this thing is that you know when you work these types of cases, they stay with you. It's safe to say that they stay with you for the remainder of your life. You get to know people significantly. We're sitting here. I didn't know you before today. Right? I mean, I've known your voice for many years, but I know you now. So the point is that you know we have these experiences.
How did you guys find me?
We have our ways.
No, but really,
listening, being astute, and listening and digging.
You just had that arrest, obviously, and that precipitated things. You, I'm not sure if you knew or not, but you were on recording with the deputy when you were arrested. And we can make comparable.
Oh, Godnick or whatever his name was.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. I'll beat that.
No. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not saying that we're not here for that. Yeah, yeah. But the recording, your voice is on that recording, and we have ways to.
Yeah, vocal recognition.
Okay. Let's just work your way backwards and just try to deduct it.
No, that's crazy though.
Yeah.
My brother, he just came back from Syria the other day.
Yeah.
And he flies for Omni. So basically delivers, you know, special forces, whatnot. He was telling me about this drone they have now. Yeah. It's facial recognition.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just sit over there and wait for you. But when you come out of your mosque or whatever, it'll put the fuck you look like. I was like, that's nuts, dude. But anyway.
It is. I have just a couple little roundups here.
Sure.
I remember in your recording that you had said that when you were being a good listener, you overheard them talking about something in so much detail. Tell me about that.
Okay, in depth. He was saying something about the fact that they... God, this is one that's going to bug me because I know it's something about the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about the gun. I can't think of it right now. Mm-hmm. I really can't.
Okay.
Shit. No, we're going back years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry.
But, and who was telling you this in so much detail? Was it Christian?
He got pretty animated, and I can tell you where it was. He got drunk one night. Mm-hmm. It was over at Brad's house. See, the more we talk, the more I remember. Mm-hmm. Playing beer pong.
Yeah.
That's what we want to take up your time, because we know the more we talk, the more your cognitive memory is going to come back.
Yeah, I got to get back to her, so we got to wrap this up quick. I'm available anytime.
Yeah, we can always do that.
You guys can come on back.
Right.
You know, whatever. But I don't want to piss her off.
No, I can't blame you.
Yeah. Russians.
Yeah.
What were you saying about that, that you had that thought there about the...
animated beer pong, drunk.
Yeah, and, that's the night Charlie got Lois. I remember that.
Yeah.
Dirty. He was in the kitchen, over by the counter, and had drank a lot. Mm-hmm. And had already, and I was, he was talking about the military again, and he goes, you don't have to be in the military to kill people.
Okay.
And I told him, hey, as many years as I did, I got involuntary recall, and I never killed somebody in the military. Like, what the?
Right, yeah, right, okay.
That's, okay, so yeah, beer pong was here, and the counter was over here, and then there was a fight that night.
Okay.
Yeah. I do kind of remember that now.
Okay. You ever did you guys knew each other? You saw each other all the time and talked and everything.
Right.
Did he ever ask you?
No.
No. Okay. Did you know that whether or not he did he ever talk to you about having access to guns?
He talked about that he had, you know, had shot frequently. They'd go out to the desert and whatnot like that.
Okay.
So no, he expressed that he knew how to use firearms.
Okay. And did he tell you that he was familiar with them? He'd been shooting a lot?
I can't remember in that much detail, but he...
He did tell you that he was familiar with guns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, he would ask me questions about, like, hell, you know, we got what? Berettas, and we got, for our sidearm, 9mm, and then you have your, you know, M4 carbine or whatever else. We got 50 cals on Humvees. He's bringing up shit like, do you know what this is and do you know what that is? And I couldn't recall what it was, but it was firearms that I'm unfamiliar with because... You know,
right.
My dad had guns growing up and stuff like that, but we take them out to the range, and I know what a Glock is. I know basic stuff. He's talking about, you know, shit you've probably seen in magazines or whatever.
Right.
No clue what it was.
Right.
So he had
a knowledge of guns.
Yeah.
And he had expressed that he had shot in guns before, shotguns before.
Right.
Yeah, you know, shot in his
world. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys are tired, too.
But, all right, so, okay. Yeah, no, I understand that. Did he ever mention Robert to you at all?
He mentioned that he was one of his good friends and stuff. They were kind of keeping their distance. Mm-hmm. So once, you know, the dots started to connect years later, and I saw that whenever I made that call, that's when I was like, oh. And then they were saying that the, I can't even remember the girl's name, was a boyfriend or ex or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of just like, duh. And I sat there like...
When you say this, you keep, you know, that's when you start putting the dots together. That's when you saw the video. And that's when you said, boom, I need to make a phone call.
Basically, yeah. Okay. But it took like, I don't know, I sat on it for a minute, like maybe a week or two. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But it just, it was one of those things. And I mean, it just kind of, it really ate at me.
Right.
Just like, how could, I just felt like I couldn't go.
It's eating at you now.
It does a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, and then when I saw the whole thing on TV after he got off, I was like, son of a bitch, how do you do that? Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and that even just, I said, well, I already did what I could do back then.
Yeah.
And so maybe.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you.
Maybe you just have to, you
did
know.
You, and again, we covered that and said that you were kind of worried for your safety. That's why, even when he got arrested and stuff, so you were worried about your safety.
Yeah.
Is that, that's the primary reason why you didn't reach back out to law enforcement, right? So, all right, well, you're here now. What do you have? You got some?
Have you, modern day time now, have you had any conversations with Christian?
No.
Robert?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember him.
Any of their attorneys?
John Patrick Dolan.
Okay, we didn't really get into much on that.
In fact, I got his phone number in my phone, but... Yeah.
Can you walk us through?
What's your relationship with him?
I've just seen him, you know, on TV, and then I knew that he had represented him. Wow. And like I said, my, you know, lady, her ex-husband's an attorney.
Yeah.
He doesn't practice anymore. He's out of the area and moved to Arizona. But he was standing around, and he just kind of looked at me. And I was wearing, you know, the little Marine Corps pin with a flag.
Right.
And he said something. He was at the Palm Springs courthouse for a civil litigation or something like that. And that's when I was dealing with this property manager guy. And he said something. I said, yeah, you look familiar. And I go, oh, yeah. I go, I think you represented a former coworker of mine. He goes, yeah, who's that? And I said, Kristen Smith. And he looked at me, and I know he's looking at the flag and the pin. He goes, oh, yeah. And he puts out his hand, starts shaking my hand. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's up here, and he's doing great things. And I'm going to talk to him in a couple weeks. And, you know, it was just a brief conversation, really. It was only, I don't know.
When was that about?
I want to say, okay, well, hell, whenever I had to go to court for that dumbass property manager, around the 24th, no, it was March, like March 24th-ish.
Of this year.
Yeah. I mean, if we, like I said, I can tell you the exact dates I worked with the law department with ID card. If I look at the paper going to court that day, I can tell you the exact date.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Right. How'd you end up with his number? Did he give you his number or something?
Yeah.
Did he want to help you with your case, or have you hired him to help you with your case?
No. I don't,
okay.
Yeah. I don't have any. This thing, I mean, this, I know you guys have all looked all into that. That's such bullshit, and we're not talking about that, but I don't need a lawyer for that.
No.
I know that's garbage.
And so did you tell him that you were familiar with him? Did he inquire as to how you know Christian aside from being a coworker?
Yeah, no, he did ask.
Yeah.
He did ask.
What did he ask you?
He asked, he said, you know, had seen the pen. I said, yeah, I served in the Marine Corps. And he said, well, you know, how do you know Kristen? I said, well, because, you know, I'm a former coworker slash, you know,
supervisor
at the place. He, oh, the water park. You know, and he knew exactly what I was talking about when I had mentioned it.
Sure.
So... That it was brief. I mean, it wasn't like a long conversation. No.
And did he offer you his number? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say? Hey, you want my number?
Well, no, he's trying to pick up on me because I'm so good looking. No, he said, well, do you want me to tell him your name? And I just said, hey, you know, tell him Jeremy Witt said hello. Is all I said.
Okay.
And I know his. It was something along the lines of. I think his daughter's an attorney too. Mm-hmm. And basically it was, I was trying to get information. He said, my daughter might, here's my number, but it was something along the lines of trying to get a civil case against the property manager here.
Okay.
Because that guy's a douche, straight up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was along those lines. And so he gave me a card initially. I just put it in my phone, but I threw the card away.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. No, it totally makes sense. He mentioned to you that Christian was here?
No. He said he was going to talk to him. I guess he was going to talk to him later on. I think he said he was like in Washington State or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to be back down here for something else.
Oh, okay.
Something. But if that was a month ago, I guess that time's either passed or
sure.
It didn't happen, you know? So, yeah, that was
end
of March, into April, you know, we're in the middle of May, so.
Okay. We will probably have a little bit more follow-ups, and we'd love to come back and talk with you.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys can give me your word that whatever I said, like, it doesn't go past this room. I don't want.
Mm-hmm. Are you still very concerned?
I am concerned.
Okay.
Because I don't think that, honestly, I don't know why he would confide in me in the first place.
Right.
But I don't know how many.
Doesn't sound like he confided in it with you in anything other than things went wrong. We had to burn the set the
torch the fucking place. But why? It's just like if he looked back, I think he'd be smart enough to figure out that there's probably not too many people that he actually said something to.
Right.
Maybe Lois. Maybe Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
pretty
not
close,
Brad.
Huh? Pretty close to Chad. Christian.
They were pretty close. Yeah.
Pretty close.
But it's just like, I would be concerned, yeah.
Yeah.
I would be.
Okay. No, we respect that, but and we'll talk more about it. We'll talk more about it as we get a little further along. You know?
Let me just ask him, just so I'm clear, did Christian tell you that he committed the triple murder up there in Pinyon Pines? Did he come out and say that at all?
He didn't say he killed all three of them.
Okay.
So what role he had?
But he didn't say he didn't. Okay.
He didn't use the word kill.
Okay.
And I mean, see, then my head got racing. Who knows? Are they still alive? I mean, I've had a cousin that was murdered in another state. Weird circumstance. But was he still alive? Were they still alive when they burned him? I don't know any of that.
Right.
You know, it's just.
Yeah.
If I recall, it was. If I recall, the timeline is that you said that he had told you that they that things went wrong and he had to torch the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
To that effect. But he didn't elaborate. You didn't ask.
In no circumstances like that. But then going back to the conversation where we're playing beer pong.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about the military, fuck, I didn't have to kill anybody. No, you don't have to be killed.
And then fast forward to the video, and then. Because what you had said is once you saw the video, that's when you realized there was some death.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. Well, I mean, I want to talk to you. I know you've got to go. I don't want to, you know, usually we'd like to just, we could go forever.
I'm sure you could.
But listen, there's no reason for us to go forever.
Right.
There's no reason to do that. I don't want to upset your significant other, your girl there, and I don't want to. And at the same time, we can always come back and talk to you.
Yeah, we're getting there, so I'm on my way back. Actually, I'm going to call them back. It'll be better.
That's it. Well, I think we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll let you know. We'll come back. We'll
come back. I mean, we go home now, right? I got to make her dinner still.
Yeah.
You guys can come back and find me anytime up there.
All right.
Say goodbye to the dish and hello to Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky over Wi-Fi. So you can get unmissable Sky shows like The Last of Us and Succession, as well as Netflix and Discovery Plus, and loads more, all in one subscription for £26 a month. Oh, and next day delivery with no upfront fee. Sky Stream, TV simplified. Head to sky.com. Requires Sky Stream and broadband minimum speed 10 megabits per second, 18-month minimum term. Cut-off times apply for next day delivery. Excludes bank holiday. 18 plus. Terms apply.